What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com. I'm your host, David Kitchen, joined by my, not sure they're my favorite guys, but they're co-workers. So Peter, Davis, Dan, guys, how's it going?
You're looking good, Dave. You look like you're dressed to go to some like honky-tonk bar after this. That little denim shirt on, looking nice.
Yeah, who cares? So what? I look handsome. Who cares?
Is there some kind of big occasion coming on, or?
No, it's really just the evolution of Soccer Dave. It's, as you know, Better Collective acquired all of Roto Grinders last week. And so
so now you're the CEO of rotogrinders.com.
No, I've always been the CEO of Rotogrinders without the N, but now with Dan moving up, I too am moving up the corporate ladder. And so it's just a matter of being a professional, like I say.
So does this mean Sunday night I send you the Gilcast instead of DB?
No, that's this means
okay. Kitchen's not taking on any more work. Let's be real. Yeah.
This means I will be overviewing. I will be reviewing your work logs on Davis. That's what it does to me.
Don't love that.
And setting budget. We'll just have to see. You guys better be nice. That's all I know.
That's why I said you were looking good, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. It was. Clearly a promotion based on merit. You've been one of the hardest working guys I know my entire life. I look up to you, David.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Yep. You get actually plus one for you.
Gold star.
Yeah, I'm keeping a little bit of track of what we got here. So anyways, guys, listen, just want to congratulate everyone that duped us in the FanDuel lineups last week, because the lineup absolutely crushed. When everything else was kind of going by the wayside, the FanDuel lineup is really kind of what kept us all afloat. So congratulations to everyone that basically they follow our advice. I think our FanDuel lineups legit are probably up like 10x over the course.
I've been slowly building up a role on FanDuel solely from the lineup we make on Wednesdays. Like, no joke.
It is impressive. Even check it on Sunday. I think it was 3x or 4x last week. And it could have been even better. So not financial advice, but
Pete, how did your late swap in the Modelo live free forever alone free challenge?
Well, our DraftKings lineup was just complete dust. So we had to do some Galbrain. I think I did swap to James Conner. No joke in that lineup, but it was so dead that it didn't even matter.
Amazing.
Yeah, I tried to tell Pete the terrible news on Twitter and he didn't respond. So I just had to delete the tweet.
Oh, what? No.
Well, I'm not ignoring you. What was the tweet?
Terrible news that the Modelo free roll was only weeks 1 through 9.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Wow.
I think.
Pretty big bummer.
Big timing us now.
No. I mean, I'll ignore a Kitchen tweet. I try to not ignore a Tuttle tweet, though.
I want to remind everyone that $10 on BetMGM will get you $200 if your favorite team scores a touchdown. All you got to use is promo code GRINDERSBET. I will say, though, if you try to live bet the Cowboys or the Bills when they are playing the Broncos and the Jags, just be careful and set some limits, because
look at the quality of this ad read now that Dave has more responsibility. Just an A-plus professional ad read.
Otherwise, you are going to be live betting a team that just continues to. Oh, I was just so upset. Somehow got there on some plus 14.5 bets on Dallas with those two last touchdowns. But the Jags and the Bills, just they tilted me. I don't know what we're going to do with the Bills now.
Pro sports better. Vegas Dave here on the show.
I don't want to. You guys know me.
Nashville Dave.
I keep it humble. But I will say my two free bets on DraftKings for futures, Titans and the Cardinals, and who has the best record in their respective conferences.
Kitchen, do you want to fire off a take? I think you were destined to fire off, which is, are the Titans better without Derrick Henry?
You a little bit of Ewing theory with the Tennessee Titans?
Fire it up, buddy.
In fact, they dominated with Derrick Henry. They're dominating without Derrick Henry. In fact, this team has this spirit of Derrick Henry. So Davis tried to corner me. He tried to give me a little gotcha moment when I said I love this team. And he's like, wow, didn't think you would giving up on Derrick Henry so soon. And really, like, Derrick Henry embodies the spirit of the team.
Yeah,
so
we move on. It's Donta Foreman's team now.
Donta Foreman, Adrian Peterson. I'm not sure about Jeremy.
I got to be honest. I don't know how the Titans looked because in the first quarter, they threw a screen pass to Adrian Peterson and I turned the game off and went to bed. That was it for me for the day. I just didn't need any more football after that.
So Peter, do you watch any TV? Or are you one of those guys who like does not watch TV?
I've been watching a little bit more TV of late. I've been watching Survivor. I watched Succession, a few different programs.
Yeah, if you're watching Survivor, you watch TV.
Thank you.
You just say I watch TV.
I watch TV.
But this is the time of the year where there are like usually I'm just like one show a week, but there's so many different shows out now. Like you had a 2-hour premiere of Yellowstone, and then Succession, and
no
then
spoilers on Yellowstone. Please haven't watched it yet.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't seen it either. And Curb, and like. And Sunday Night Football with the Titans. There's only so much TV time I have, especially now since I'm
very,
a professional.
Yeah, he's very busy. Yeah.
Kitchen just telling on himself that he's trying to squeeze in 20 hours of TV a week.
Got these 12 shows I'm watching.
And then, so it's tough. It's follow me for my corporate journey at Soccer Dave on Twitter. But
I'm going to have to audit
that.
Your time card. Yellowstone, 2 hours.
Soccer Dave's tweeting about Succession at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday.
all right. So it's time that everyone time for the time that everyone came for. And that's the Overzet overview. And where we really start getting deep.
Yes. In this thank you for that wonderful introduction, Kitchen. Some things we're monitoring. We have potential for a couple mega chalk situations here with Nick Chubb not playing, that funneling a ton of ownership to Ernest Johnson. We might have Chris Godwin, who's projecting really well, not play, which would make Tyler Johnson very popular. Running back is loaded on the high end. Just we have a bunch of decent plays up there. Davante Adams is this week's Tyreek Hill, who looks like the best wide receiver and is probably slightly too cheap. So everyone is going to play him. Tight end is gross up top with Noah Waller, Kelce, Andrews, but you are seeing some double tight ends in optimals right now. And the Titans D is going to be the cheap defense of the week that everyone plays. Thank you for attending my TED Talk.
That was very impressive. That might be your best overview of the year.
I took some time. I took some time to write that up. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. Davis, what are you doing with this week's slate?
Well, I'd hate to start the show with a way for Dan to get canceled, but we also have this legal situation hanging over the head of Dalvin Cook. So Rap Sheet just said today that apparently while this domestic violence civil case is hanging over Dalvin Cook, that apparently he's allowed to play, which feels bizarre and wrong for a lot of reasons, but you know, again, who knows? But if Dalvin Cook were to not play this Sunday, whether the team suspends him, whether the NFL says he can't play, whatever, Alexander Mattison is 4,500. Who knows what goes on with that? But that is a potentially weird situation. Also, worth noting for Green Bay and for the Packers, Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show,
He said a lot of things on that show.
You're worried about me getting canceled here. Oh gosh.
But he says that because he's in the unvaccinated player protocol and because he was still symptomatic last week, he doesn't know that if he's going to be able to play. That because of the way they do the protocol for non-vaccinated players. So now right now the line is Green Bay -3.5. So that it seems that the market is pretty confident he plays, but again, you know, who knows? And Russell Wilson is back for the Seahawks, but we're monitoring that as well. Also, I'm hearing some whispers that Alvin Kamara might have hurt his ankle last week. The mainstream media
I was wondering about that one.
The mainstream media is not reporting on this yet, but I'm hearing some whispers on Alvin Kamara's ankle. And I can't believe I'm the guy to say this, but what? Mark Ingram is $4,500 on DraftKings.com and looks, I think it's the Saints jersey. Whoa. Guys just look more athletic in their jerseys, but he looks
the number too.
Yeah, 14. 14 is a young man's number.
I feel like Ingram this week, if Kamara misses, or Kamara misses, would be like Hyde last week.
And the other thing is that even if you wanted to go that direction of like, oh, he's going to get squeezed by someone,
have they even announced a starter as quarterback?
I wouldn't talk about this too, but I, in our projections this morning, made the decision to move Taysom back in as the starter, thinking that the reason why he didn't start last week was because he had just got cleared for full practice on Thursday. So he hadn't been practicing as a quarterback, and we all know how much Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill, but that could go either way, I think.
Yeah. Davis, what are you hearing on Odell?
He's signing with the Saints, dude. No, I think he's signing with the Saints.
Really? I didn't even heard the same.
Tuttle, sorry. That's why
that was
Davis. He's coming to Green
Davis
Bay.
Already said he had heard whispers, and I was wondering if he has the connection.
Davis's under the radar connection is Nick Underhill's Twitter account.
My connection is that I know a guy who knows Nick Underhill. Yeah.
What,
Silva your guy?
You asked Levitan. You asked Levitan to tweet to Nick.
I'm not trying to put anyone's name out there, bro.
Is it as good as your connection with the Dallas linebackers coach?
He's lied to me, dude. He never again. Never again did I go back after I got lied to.
Who was the running back that week?
Dude, this is so long ago. It was Terrace Williams versus Cole Beasley was what we were trying to figure out. I don't even remember. I don't remember if I said it was Beasley or Williams, but it ended up going the other way.
Both those guys have had some hardships since then. All right. Yeah.
I do just want to say, you mentioned Rodgers and stuff. You said on the McAfee, I meant to post this on Twitter, but the counselor on his Instagram stories did say he 1000% stands with Aaron Rodgers. So I just wanted everyone to know that.
Good for him.
Know that stance.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah.
All right. Tuttle, what are some of your quarterback takes for this week?
Well, I just wanted to address not getting canceled. I think it's personally disgusting that we're even doing a show with all that's going on in the world. Talking about fantasy football very distasteful.
Yeah.
When there's potential domestic violence cases going on. So I think we should take at least a moment of silence before we talk about the quarterback position.
I really thought we were on the path to personal growth. And then you go, all right, so we got that out of the way. So what are your takes on quarterback?
Yeah, so takes on the quarterback position. Well, what? We also have news that Kyler Murray is still not practicing, which seems relatively
anybody dumb. Else?
The line there is definitely assuming Kyler starts, I think.
Yeah, so Kyler, we got to wait on for sure. Rodgers,
Colt McCoy last week at 4K was a gift, by the way. It was a gift to people. Colt McCoy at 4K.
What?
Did you do the Colt McCoy, James Conner stacks?
Kitchen played him in his 4 p.m. second half, Arizona.
Played him with Rondell in my main lineup, and it didn't. One worked out, one not really.
Yeah, Rondell did not work out. Well, okay, so I just ran 125 blitz projection lineups, and Dak Prescott's in 100% of those. so that's the
his price tag is very nice.
He got nuked in price, and they have a 32-point-ish team total.
Yeah. So the thing with them, again, is always if they just want to run the ball, this seems like the matchup they could do it in.
A little bit harder to do it if Zeke keeps limping off and having to get his knee.
Dude, what is that? Even though I played Zeke last week, like he was done. Like, why did he keep on coming back?
He can't even miss a drive, dude. He knows if he misses time, Pollard's coming in and Wally Pippen that ass.
Why was Dak in there? Pollard like missed 2 minutes left in the fourth. Drop.
Yeah.
Because they want Dak to be able to win MVP, bud. Maybe think.
Get those garbage time touchdowns.
Read a book, Tuttle.
At MVP. I don't want to hear it.
They can have the best record in the league, and he can have like 4,040. He can definitely win MVP.
Okay. Russell Wilson, another guy whose price tag stood out. But again, I think that game's like we just keep seeing it with Green Bay. They play so slow, even with Rodgers at quarterback, that it really dampens overall play volume. So Russell Wilson's price looks good, but I'm not sure it's all that good, to be honest. Taysom Hill would be one of the other guys. If you do assume he starts, if you like, he's the guy that you hate playing and you hate watching him play, but the rushing upside is just so good that you kind of have to consider it, especially at the price point. A few other guys would be like Carson Wentz. Can we go there again? I don't know, against Jacksonville. I keep shorting Michael Pittman. That does not seem to be a good strategy so far.
Sheesh.
and I think that will be a fairly popular stack again, is Pittman and Wentz.
Yeah, I think Wentz. I think Wentz will end up getting good. I was actually, I'm surprised when you ran, you weren't getting Wentz in optimals instead of Dak.
Yeah, I just ran with a little bit more of randomness on it, and Wentz is showing up after it's Dak far and away, followed by Teddy Bridgewater. And then Carson Wentz, and nobody's going to play Bridgewater over Wentz. So,
yeah.
Okay. Peter, for those that do not know, maybe they're just now tuning in, maybe they're new to the scene. You know, the algorithm has brought them to our site. We would say, A, subscribe, like, and make sure that you continue to follow us for all the in-depth takes that we're known for. B, Peter used to be an XFL thought leader. And I want to know if there's any bias with you being a thought leader compared to someone who might be, you know, pretty low price facing the Cardinals this week.
Well, I do take a bit of offense to your past tense usage of used to be an XFL thought leader. I mean, we do have the XFL coming back in about 6 years. So I'd like to think that my thought leader status, like my ENS domains, can extend for a long time, Dave. But PJ Walker, I don't know, this offense just feels so broken, and PJ Walker has never really looked good in the NFL when he's come in relief. So I'm not super excited about him. I also feel like we probably want him to run more than he's shown as well. So I don't know if I'm jumping up and down to play PJ Walker.
Davis, what are your thoughts on being airdropped ENS tokens and selling half and then seeing them just skyrocket after you sell?
And I sold the other half, and so I feel like I got a lot of free Ethereum, so it feels pretty good.
Davis, you sold the whole bag?
No. Sold the whole bag.
Davis, you...
Honey. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh,
honey.
Davis, what about the moon bag conversations we've had?
Yeah, you always keep a moon bag. Jeez.
I mean, I feel pretty good about getting airdropped, like, $12,000 for free, I gotta be honest. It feels pretty good, so... Don't really think I can sweat it that bad.
Hey, Pete, what's your ENS domain that you have?
Overzet.eth, themans.eth, and thoughtleader.eth.
You got thoughtleader.eth?
Thoughtleader.eth is good.
Someone sent me that one.
I bet they're wishing they didn't right now.
But you only get like one per, you like it's only per account though, correct?
Tokens I got were for the Mans and the Overzet one.
Did you have that? Did you have anything as your main wallet?
Yeah. Name? The Overzet.eth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got the 2x multiplier.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I got the multiplier too because of the total time frame that I had registered for.
Rent seeker. All right.
Yes. I quite literally am seeking rent in the Ethereum economy. That is true.
Okay, let's move on because no one wants to know about your ETH holdings, Davis. Let's talk about DraftKings lineup. DraftKings.com. Let's build a lineup. Hopefully, it goes better than last week. Davis,
I gotta find the free roll. Hold on,
Davis. Since you sold early, you get to build the lineup early.
I want you to pull out your denim. Would very much match kitchen shirt because we got the 5K Wrangler Long Live Sports Series. Only 15,000 people have signed up so far, $5,000 in total prizes. Shout out to Wrangler.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen.
Do you know what I would love to see the stats on this show? The who has made the most picks in our DraftKings lineups? Because I don't think I've ever even made two picks at the same time in the lineup in the way Davis just does it
Tuttle does it too. Tuttle does it too. Sometimes they get a little bit greedy and they also try to include the bring back.
The game stack. They're running an onslaught. Yeah. The Kitch and I have to pick between a defense and a tight end. It's disgusting.
All right. Peter?
Hang on. Did Davis say Keenan?
Yeah.
You fucking hate Keenan. Sorry.
I know. Mike Williams is now 5 weeks in a row with a sub 15% target share.
Someone recommended Keenan last week and you just poo-pooed it all over the place, Davis.
That was probably me, I would say.
No, it was probably me because I literally hate Keenan Allen.
I can't believe you just jammed Keenan Allen on a second pick you don't even have, much less a player you don't like.
I mean, we could just go Parham. We could just PSM it with Parham, but you know.
Aren't the Chargers are running like a four-way tight end committee right now.
And Steven Anderson led them in snaps at tight end.
And McKinney.
How brutal was that 1 yard pass to Travis Kelce to start the game last week?
I didn't see it.
Why was it brutal?
Because I said don't play Travis Kelce.
I mean, we all knew you were locking in a good Travis Kelce game when you said
that's obvious.
Wasn't that good? All right.
Whose pick is it?
It's yours. Go ahead, take it, Peter, since you squeaky will.
Squeaky wheel gets to pay up for a wide receiver he likes, Justin Jefferson. I'll do the bring back.
Love to see it.
And that was the thing last week in that FanDuel lineup. We even mentioned Justin Jefferson, go for the ceiling with Devonta. Like, I mean, it was
pump those major bags.
Oh, it was so good. Okay.
Nice to see Kitchen alive again. You know, hyped up about some FanDuel lineups. That's the old David Kitchen I know right there.
Yeah.
He's back.
I was looking for any reason to be hype. Let's face it, after last week, I was looking for any reason to be hype because the DraftKings lineups just were – it was Snowflake City.
Kitchen, did you not get an invite to the Cal Spears Sportsbook that I was seeing video and footage of on Sunday?
What?
Oh. That must have just been for some of the other.
No, actually, better collective members.
I had to turn that one down.
I think this week might be the week. And I'm also seeing Drew Dinkmeyer and Logie tomorrow. They're going to be in Nashville. So.
Hi, you finally learned how to say Logan's name.
Okay.
What are they doing in Nashville? Is that confidential?
Yeah, let's start some rumors. Established a run in NBA TV.
I heard Logie is following Fawocious around on a world tour so he can paint with him in 50 states.
I think they're coming in just for a wedding and they want to see me. Embarrassing. All right. All right, we haven't talked about running back yet, but I think this guy is just going to get a ton of work. Honestly, you look at who else is they have at running back, and it's really nobody.
The lady doth protest too much.
No one's talking about this guy.
No one's talking about this guy, so I figure I might as well bring him up. We'll see what his ownership is, but it's D'Ernest Johnson.
Did it really need that preamble?
That's what the other fantasy football sides won't tell you, is that he's the only running back on their roster right now.
Kitchen sets that up like he's going to tout, you know, like Damian Harris or some Galbraith play. And then he says, D'Ernest Johnson.
Michael Carter.
All right, Davis, who else is going to get carries for them?
Noted take cast as Brian Hill.
Oh, man. That was a tough scene.
Running back.
Because he was on the take cast and then he was dust. And so you kind of got caught in a
that was like one of our most listened episodes ever. That episode got like 45,000 downloads.
Speaking of popular take cast episodes, we're gonna get to play Patrick Laird Showdown.
You love to see it. Yeah.
All right. Herbert, Allen, Johnson, and Jefferson. Davis.
We're skipping me today. I guess.
Oh yeah. Who did you want?
Go for it, yeah. Honestly, I just wanted to get a pick so I could get the terrible take out of the way before I forget it. It's really not that terrible.
You're stealing my take, dude. You're stealing.
Yeah, see, this is why I needed to do it, so people can't take my takes. It's honestly not that terrible. He'll probably get ownership towards the end of the week. What does Pete say? He'll get steamed up there. But Michael Gallup,
he won't though. I don't think.
I don't know. I'm looking at the blitz right now. He'll be popular. And the blitz, blitz has him as the highest dollar per point play.
I mean, who else down there is going? I mean, maybe MVS with Rodgers back.
No, he won't. Guys we were talking about, we'll get some. Who's down there? Tyler Johnson, Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah, Johnson.
Hey, Tom, so I apologize for skipping you. So go ahead and pick another one while you're at it.
No, it's fine. I was just gonna say that's the context that the blitz is missing right now, is it still has Godwin in, and Godwin's the second highest owned guy according to the blitz. All right.
So pick another running back or receiver or flex or tight end.
I mean, this isn't how we do it.
Yeah, it is.
You're scaring me.
It's snake draft.
I feel very uneasy.
Kitchen is rewarding you because we all made a mistake and we forgot your pick and we want to make it up to you.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick a tight end then. So let's go with
this week.
We're going to bring it back with Kyle Pitts. That'll be our secondary stack.
Okay. I'm into it.
Okay. Peter.
Yeah, we're going to have to start to save a little money here.
Well, you told us the Titans defense is the cheap defense.
Yeah, is that that's the one where we're allowed to play it on the Swolecast when it's like 10%, and then by Sunday it's going to be like 45%.
37?
No, let's not. Let's do.
If you play the Titans defense, then the remaining player average is 6,200. That's not like cheap.
Yeah. All right. Let's play James Conner.
Oh.
Who like actually might not end up being that insane chalk because there actually are that many good plays at running back this week.
How do you think Kitchen missed one of our picks then if he thinks we only had 6,200 left?
Maybe I did. I've got missed Herbert, Gallup, Johnson, Allen, Gallup, Pitts, Titans.
Yeah, we have 4,600.
4,600.
You missed Jefferson, maybe?
Jefferson, that's what I missed.
How could you forget my pick?
I'm using lineup HQ, so I'm
we
not.
Could play, we could play. We could play. I mean, we could play. Jamal Agnew's backup, LaVisca Chenault, here.
Oh my god,
sounds terrible.
Just play the alpha in Jacksonville and go double tight end with Arnold.
What's the Davis? Is Zach Moss?
We'll say Kamara's out with Davis's inside knowledge and play Mark Ingram.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
Against our defense that will now upgrade.
So I guess the thing with Moss is that he is still in the protocol. But I mean, it's like, what is Devin Singletary really going to do? You know, it's like at the end of the day, he's still Devin Singletary.
Yeah, but he probably catches 5 or 6 balls in this matchup at 4,500, 4,700.
Yeah.
Do people fall for the Bills running back usage so much?
Whoever got the most touches the week before.
They're like, it's this guy this week. They change it so much. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. It has to be like a hot hand type of thing. And people fall for it all the time.
All right, so we're going to get off the chalk D and go up to what, Eagles?
I guess.
I like that. I like that, yeah.
All right. Guys, don't dupe me in the 5K Wrangler Long Live Sports Series.
Denim season.
Okay, so let's go quickly to running backs. Davis, you said there are so many running backs. Whoa. So talk about some.
Well, so we have McCaffrey back this week. He handled 60% of the running back rushes last week on limited snaps. Pretty much think we're not going to see Chuba Hubbard again. He was playing behind Amir Abdullah last week, but Abdullah's biggest play of the game came on receiving. They're not going to throw the ball at all to him. It's McCaffrey is big time back. We have Jonathan Taylor against the pitiful Jacksonville Jaguars. We have Najee Harris, who finally had like a bad game, which for him is like 16 points. They play the Lions this week. Ezekiel Elliott, same price he was last week against the Falcons. Other side of that game, Patterson just keeps getting there every single week. He has not been rushing as well the last 2 weeks, but his targets have seen an uptick with Ridley out, which you would expect. You know, we have Dearness Johnson, we have James Conner, all, and Leonard Fournette is in this amazing spot against the Washington football team with all the receivers banged up. He's 6,100, and I mean, he's not, I don't think he's going to be able to generate that much ownership either. So there are lots of dudes.
Yeah. Peter, Dearness Johnson, like, do you play him at all ownership, or do you like, what's at what point do you not play him?
Are they the 1 PM slate?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This one feels like a little bit gray area to me as far as like just free square versus, you know, if he's 60% owned, do you get off of him? He doesn't look like the just extreme value. And the fact that there's so many guys that have a huge ceiling this week at running back, I'm going to lean toward him not being a must at like 50%+ ownership.
Yeah. Would you face first Connor or Johnson?
Connor for sure.
Connor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that game versus Denver, Johnson had 22 carries, 2 catches.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not a lot of options for them. I mean,
he's a really good play, and obviously he's a cash lock, but it's not like, I don't think, I think this specifically the matchup here too is like not like it's not even just going to be a great game for fantasy. Like, this will be a slow game. Both sure. teams are going to run a lot. There are plenty of times here where he gets like 12, you know, which is not going to.
And haven't we seen the team basically no matter what, that, you know, they still want to give a second back?
My galaxy brain thought, is Jarvis Landry playing third downs as the nominal running back? That was the thing that I thought.
Wow.
I mean, they already give him carries.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's not going to be doing, if Jarvis Landry, he weighs like 190 pounds, he's not going to be doing any pass blocking, but I imagine he's just as fluid catching out of the backfield as Brian Hill would be.
They did a good job with Connor's pricing too. I mean, I think he's well worth it at 6,300, but it's just enough to give you pause.
So the thing is, we have seen this spot with Johnson before, right? And they didn't really mix in any other running backs, and they actually had those running backs healthy.
Yeah, John Kelly.
Johnson had 25 carries. Dimitri Felton 3. John Kelly 2. Like, that's an absolute domination of work for a running back.
Yeah.
Okay.
High price running backs, Tuttle. Who are you liking?
I mean,
Kamara, obviously.
No, Dalvin Cook, legal matters aside, is obviously that dude this week. In terms of matchup and everything working in his favor, we've seen the philosophy over and over from the Chargers. It's popular to tout running backs against the Chargers because they just beg teams to run on them. And I mean, he's an awesome play, and he will go.
We're gonna get canceled today, huh?
I mean, he's an awesome play.
He is.
Legal matters aside, he'll go lower on the McCaffrey. He'll go lower on the Jonathan Taylor. And
yeah. I'm worried about Jonathan Taylor, Chalk Sisson, and Nyheim Hines.
Oh, yeah, he makes me scary.
Jonathan Taylor to me just has a little bit of that. You know, kind of the Justin Jefferson price tag thing where he always doesn't get played at quite the insane clip. And I do think people are going to want to play Eckler, Zeke, and Najee enough. Yeah. And if Kamara, that I do think Taylor won't become super, super chalky.
The Najee people are insatiable. They just cannot get enough of playing this guy at 3.8 yards per clip. It's like, they just like Najee fits in this like weird psychic space in fantasy football where he's like exactly what all these guys who remember drafting like Thomas Jones in their fantasy leagues, like, just love
Thomas Jones.
So all right, so the thing that us opto bros always forget in terms of ownership, game log surfers. And they love JT. Yeah. I mean, rightfully so. He's been crushing.
All right. So we're talking about all these high price running backs, and we really haven't talked about C-Mac. Like,
well, I did.
We did a little bit.
I get it. I know, but like, I get it that he's in a not optimal spot, the quarterback play, yada, yada, yada. But price tag's still low. And
he'll be extreme. Like if it's announced that he's going to see a full
Yeah, but he's gonna, you know what? The spread and the total are such that I can see this actually being like 17% owned full workload Christian McCaffrey instead of, you know, 28% or whatever.
Maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, snap.
I guess it just depends.
People
on,
are too sharp.
It just depends on what his projections end at, you know, because people just like Nick Chubb ended up, despite not even really being touted last week, Nick Chubb ended up being 30% just because when everything was settled Sunday morning, he ended up being in a lot of the optimals because of the way the running back position shook out.
All right. Let's see how the sausage is made. Peter, you have three single entry teams this week. How many lineups have Christian McCaffrey in them?
Right now, I could see myself between one and two. One for sure.
So safe. I didn't know. Like, I felt like you were going to commit.
More interesting thing would be, say, I have 100 lineups. How, and then we can actually get an interesting percentage.
You've got 100 single entry lineups.
I'm telling you, I'm saying when you only give me three lineups, the number isn't as interesting. There's nuance.
I just thought
here,
you'd
Dave.
Go
33.33333%.
Yeah. I do think.
Yeah, Peter's saying one or two, basically 50%, like right in the middle.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say, Dave.
I wanted you to come with a strong take. It's what I wanted you to call.
I probably won't play McCaffrey at all.
Boom. I should have gone to Davis for the absolute takes.
We need boots on the ground takes here with the Tennessee running backs by committee.
Yeah.
I mean, Foreman looked like the best guy.
What do you think?
If you're watching, if you're grinding tape. And honestly, I don't see them getting down early, where McNichols would need a lot of third down work or pass catching work. So I guess if I'm forced to play anyone, to be Foreman, but I just think like, they're just going to, it's going to be a three headed monster. And the real monster is going to be AJ Brown and Julio Jones. So, and Tannehill. Okay. By the way, kudos to me for the personal growth for not really harping on the Titans, even though they have the best record in the AFC.
Well, now the programming has to be good now that you're in charge of it.
It's true. All right. This Swolecast is going to get premium billing over every single show. Just putting it right up there. So let's move on to wide receiver. And Peter, you can start with some of the wide receivers you like.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned the thing with the Godwin situation. So if he's out, I think Evans will also be super popular at 6,900, but he'll be a good play. It'll be interesting to see if anyone still wants to go back to the Diggs well, or if everyone's just been completely burned there.
Just the game theory, bros. Steph Diggs is expensive Robbie Anderson at this point.
Okay, now that's a take I can't stand by.
Diggs?
Yeah.
He's bad. I keep falling for the Diggs trap.
He's a 15.5 points per game guy instead of an 18.5 points per game guy.
The offense has been terrible. Yeah. Would you rather play DJ Moore or Diggs this week?
DJ Moore.
In a vacuum?
Ooh.
He's so much cheaper.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you just meant, that's why I said in a vacuum. You mean price adjusted?
I mean, I have Diggs projected for more points, so I'd rather play him if price didn't matter, but.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, in your lineup, price adjusted. DJ Moore at 6.3.
Leverage on all those McCaffrey teams too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, leverage on my 1-2 McCaffrey teams in single entry.
How much Amari Cooper for you, Peter?
How many teams do I have, Dave, in this hypothetical?
You got five. I'm gonna give you five. Oh. So you're playing the spy, and you're also registering 10 minutes before lineup lock where they've got the second spy.
Yeah. I probably have two different Dak double stacks, and in one I'm fading him, and so I have him in one. So I'm coming in about
only
20%. Can you believe that? I'm more of a Dalton Schultz bro these days.
Amari, like, I'm gonna go back to the well this week. Davis, who's the Dallas guy you're going with? CD,
yeah. I mean, the Dallas double stacks just absolutely build themselves this week. It's so amazing to do. Like, you just go Dak, you go CD, you can play Gallup or Cedric Wilson if Gallup doesn't play. Wilson actually led the team in snaps last week. You can use Patterson as a bring back. You can use Kyle Pitts as a bring back. I mean, it is, it's just really, it's a sight to behold.
I don't think Dallas Chalk has failed us once this season, so it should be
good.
Yeah,
I can't really remember a ton. That's why you got to play CD, because CD will be like 8%.
Yeah, CD will be low on still. He had 11 targets last week, right? Or not, no, nine. Caught two of nine.
That offense, it was brutal. Just three and out. I was so frustrated.
So in my opinion, the thing that's going to shape all wide receiver ownership is Rodgers' status, because Davante Adams is way too cheap if Rodgers plays. And so that's going to shape everything.
And the Seahawks wide receivers are too cheap in a back and forth game.
Yeah, I think that'll be another, even though, again, I hate just the pace of play in that game, that'll be another fairly popular stack just because of pricing. One super mega galaxy brain take, Jalen Darden season.
Oh, wow. I was wondering when someone was going to mention Darden, Howard, or Brait first. Like, I wonder which.
Can we get a Perriman take while we're at it?
He's not available. I looked.
Yeah, he's not.
I would have totally been all aboard the Perriman train if he was available.
The people drafting 20% Perriman in the 14th round are finally going to get there in week 10 of the NFL
season. Just say
season.
Michael Leone.
the Brait takes are definitely the better play if you're just not wanting to play Tyler Johnson, or do the Tom Brady bet double stacks with Tyler Johnson and then a cheap tight end, and then do whatever you want with the rest of your lineup. That seems pretty decent.
What about a little DPJ action?
They murdered Landry. His price. He would have been an amazing $4,100 play, but at $4,800, I don't know. Like, even a deep bomb, one deep bomb, maybe doesn't even do it.
Yeah. That offense has been gross, too, for receivers this year.
Yeah, they threw, like, 19 forward passes last week. I know.
And he had, like, a pretty big target. Both he and Landry had, like, big target shares.
It's so easy to have a big target,
like,
share.
Yeah, but, like, what is a big target share of 19 passes? So, yeah. Anyways, all right. Any other Galaxy Brain wide receiver takes before we move on?
Kobe Myers actually gets a touchdown this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, if
that might be crossing the line.
It's history now. Like, so maybe the narrative fits.
Well, I mean, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool is banged up. He is 6,800. He's got like a 30% target share anyways.
What happened to you, Davis? Keenan Allen and Deontay Johnson.
I'm not. Yeah, this
brand is in shambles.
I'm not touting him. I'm not touting him.
You are touting him.
Yeah. No, I'm
you
saying.
You want to chat Cole Beasley next?
any Braxton Berrios takes, Davis?
I think Julian Edelman's going to sign with the Bucks this week. That's what I heard. No, I was saying that if Deontay Johnson ends up looking like real chalky at 6,800. That I will look forward to not playing him against the Detroit Lions.
There's no way that's what you were gonna say.
Yeah.
Did you just switch your take from pro Deontay to fade him?
I was not. You guys didn't let me finish.
You were setting it up like Lee Corso.
Imagine a world where you would play Deontay Johnson over DK Metcalf for the exact same salary. It's not a world I would live in.
We got to roll back that tape. I swear we were headed toward a pro Deontay Johnson take.
No,
because he's mentioning Claypool being out.
I'm trying to deliver to the people analysis of the slate. And you got it. I mean, Deontay Johnson is our fifth highest projected owned wide receiver.
We know love him.
That was the people's take that you were given then, not your own take.
Well, Dave, you got to understand that I'm trying to deliver value via my appearances on this show.
And confusing the listeners is one way to deliver said value.
You have 14 single entry lineups. How many of them is Deontay Johnson in?
I guarantee you I will not have Deontay Johnson on a single entry team this week.
All right. Hey, your lineups after lock.
Tuttle?
Speaking of delivering value, we should move to the tight end position where David can tout Josiah DeGuara again.
Yeah. Got like 14 snaps last week.
It's Dan Arnold season and it's Freiermuth season.
Like the guy runs the optimals one time.
Seriously though, like how much How much Pat are you going to have for tight end, Davis?
I mean, he is our number one value tight end. But the weird thing is that he's like
here
a
we
weird,
go. I want to see the.
He's a weird price point for cash. What I am personally hoping is that you know, all love and respect and for Noah Fant's health, but that he does not play this week so that we can run back Okwue Bougnam.
He's hobbled.
He's can't fine. Play. He got checked out for the knee injury and he came back in. He played 81% of the snaps, second on the team in targets with 5. They just didn't really need to throw that much.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay. Tight end takes Tuttle.
Aren't we gonna build a lineup?
No, we're doing tight end now.
FanDuel, DraftKings.
Director of media has decided to audible. We're doing the audible Omaha. Kitchen. We're gonna go tight end.
If we're gonna go out of order, do you think you kind of let me know ahead of time just so I don't get too shook? Because it's just really hard when we kind of don't follow the plan on this show for me.
I know.
I get really
tough to audible like that.
The blueprint. I know. I can see Sosa, producer Sosa, scrambling, ultimate scramble mode right now. Okay, so we're on it. Natural transition.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm here. I mean, Davis alluded to it with the Tampa Bay tight end talk. Gronk's status is actually pretty valuable this week because if he does go, I think he's actually a pretty good option. 4,400 DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. If he doesn't go, then we're looking at Brait and OJ Howard at just $2,700 each on DraftKings. So that is going to be important news to follow. Otherwise, it's the guys we talked about, Dan Arnold's season, Freiermuth, Kyle Pitts, Conklin, and to a lesser extent of those cheap guys, if you want some action from Minnesota. But those are the main guys.
Peter?
Tuttle got to name him all, so not really anything left for me.
Dude, I purposely left a little. I hate doing shows. I do that. You do shows with people that like there's like five playable guys. They list 10 of them. And then you're like,
you mentioned eight. You did mention eight just now, Tuttle. So
I will say,
I said Arnold, Pitts, Conklin, and then Tampa Bay situation.
I'll toss one more in.
Freiermuth. You mentioned Freiermuth.
Yeah. Five. All right. Five. Yeah.
How about Ricky Seals Jones? I think he looks fine and would be a decent bring back in Tampa stacks, especially if everyone is going to use Tampa tight end and Terry McLaurin bring back.
Hold on.
Aren't you worried about, I don't know, is there a Tampa Bay tight end to be worried about?
Well, Logan Thomas. I thought Logan Thomas was returning.
No, he's still on the side at practice today.
Sounds like he was sore. So his status won't be determined until Friday. And since we're a first look show, we don't know that yet. All right, let's head on over to FanDuel.com. You know, one of the other reasons why I decided to put it at the end is because people know that FanDuel lineups are kind of our bread and butter now.
Mm.
So we want to keep people watching.
Well, no, you don't put it at a predictable spot then at the end where they can just.
Exactly. Well, no, it's at the end now.
Yeah,
at the very end. So they have to.
We can't get duped.
They have to wait. And so the longer time they view, the more likely that the YouTube algorithm recommends the show. So,
even if you skip to the end on the time on the, all right.
Sure.
Director of media knows this.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put this in the Sunday Million again. It was interesting last week because there were only 9 lineups in the Sunday Million that had the same lineup as us. And I wondered how many of these people legit like listen to the Swolecast, or are they just really sharp? So
if we're entering in duped entries.
Yeah, I'd hate to split $1 million with 8 of my best friends. Okay, Davis, since you started last time, you'll go last this time, and Peter will go first.
Fair's fair.
I am going to steal a pick that I'm sure Kitchen would love to make, but I'm going to say AJ Brown. Too cheap at 7,600.
Watch the Titans just drop this one like they did the Jets after just dominating all these playoff teams from last year. All right, AJB, you want to run it back at all, Tuttle?
I'm going to take my stack of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
There you go. It's so unlike you to take a stack with two players.
No.
Yeah, Diggs really averages 12 FanDuel points per game, dude.
He's the third highest wide receiver.
Okay, but we've done this show and we've really not talked much about like Buffalo and Josh Allen. The Josh Allen domination spot right here.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Tuttle. I'm with you. I'm happy to go back to the Diggs well.
Okay. For those that know how FanDuel works, it's more of a half point PPR. So you want to value running backs.
More of a half point PPR.
Yeah, it's more of a half point PPR site.
Okay. In spirit, good, but not in reality.
I think this guy is just a free square this week.
Oh, God.
There is, 22 carries, two catches last time. He is the epitome of a guy that you want to play. And listen, there's no one else in this lineup. So I'm going to go with Dearness Johnson.
No one's talking about. I was listening to the Establish the Run podcast, and they won't even bring this guy's name up.
When he goes off and everyone's adding me, thanks for the play. It's going to be really embarrassing and humbling.
Go ahead, Peter. Sorry.
I just want to know. I mean, if it's a bit that you're selecting Dearness Johnson twice, I'll allow it. If it's not, the spirit of the lineup building is we try not to recycle players, especially ones ourselves already said in one other lineup.
I don't want to get too weird with the FanDuel lineup. I want to keep this going. And I just think
you're in your head though, then.
I think you guys will see on Sunday, like Johnson is a no-brainer play. And if he does good, at me. If he does bad, you can at me as well. Like, I take responsibility for this.
We were having that conversation earlier, and we were saying it isn't a no-brainer play depending on how popular he gets.
I know, but I'd pull the Davis, and I was going there, and then
okay, all right. As long as you're being, I just don't want you to pump and dump Dearness, you know, because I could see that.
I'm aggressively drafting. I'm aggressively drafting Dearness Johnson in all my lineups. Single one.
All right.
All four of them. Okay.
Head-to-head GDP this week, Dave?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Do we want to take the layups at tight end, or do we want to play? Do we want to get weird?
I was told it depends that on you how weird pay up weird. Our tight end on FanDuel.
Let's play Dallas Goedert. He of the 38% target share the last 2 weeks. 38% of targets on like 27 total attempts.
All right, Peter.
Let's play Terry McLaurin.
Nice price there on FanDuel. Yeah.
I really like it.
And I am so biased against Terry McLaurin, it's like insane.
Why?
Because he's not Davis's type, you know, slot receiver, 3.2 yard A dot,
small hands.
He wasn't good at college, and it takes me forever. He just takes me forever to get over that. Like, I still don't even really am not sure.
You're not adjusting your college priors on Terry McLaurin at this point?
I'm serious, dude. It's really hard for me. Like, I'm not joking at all about this.
Have you victory lapped at all on Odell?
Yes, I've been demanding apologies. Yeah. Funnily enough, the people who were so enamored with, you know, him making a catch and a loss to the Dallas Cowboys are not apologizing to me.
Wait, people who were right 7 years ago don't want to apologize now.
They were wrong, Peter. They were wrong. And that's what's important to remember.
All right,
Pete. On a long enough timeline, I'm correct 100% of the time.
100%. It's like the Derrick Henry.
It's to Tuttle.
No, you started us, right, with AJ Brown?
Yeah, you started us. And then went to Terry McLaurin. Yeah, how quickly Tuttle forgets. All right, Tuttle, you're up.
Oh, see, we're kind of in a weird salary spot here, though. Let's decide on a defense together.
Yeah.
So we can figure out what we want to do.
I can't go Jets.
It's probably
Lions.
I was going to say, Lions? It's probably the Lions against Krusty Ben. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Just gotta hope he falls over and throws a pick six. Like, that's really what you're hoping for.
Okay, because that does give us enough wiggle room then to spend up a little bit at this RB spot. I'm going Dalvin Cook.
Tuttle is begging to be canceled today.
Whoa, wow.
I just played the best plays. Legal situation be damned.
Isn't like Fournette like an infinitely better play for $1,000 less?
Not if you're into defenses matter.
Tuttle, change your Twitter handle so it says Dan legal situation aside, Gaspar.
No, I'd settle. As
the worst is I can't celebrate when Dalvin Cook has a good week, right?
No,
as
no,
director of media,
if you win $1 million with Dalvin Cook this weekend, you have to actually give it back.
Settle, I need you to put thoughts and opinions are my own. Okay, let's go with 5,800 for the flex. Ooh,
it's a bummer. You can't put Dearness Johnson in twice, Kitchen. Yeah.
So you could go with like Elijah Moore, I guess, if you wanted to do the game stack.
This is why FanDuel is so hard, because it's like a bunch of guys who are gonna be on like the in like the Pro Bowl or 6,300, but then at below 6,000, it's just like all useless players.
I want to have a Davis versus Kitchen battle where Kitchen's touting Elijah Moore and Davis is touting Crowder.
I like Elijah better.
Yeah, he's saying because Crowder's more your type.
Well, I was going to say Elijah plays even closer to the line of scrimmage.
Eight targets last week. And if
we could do, you could do Jacoby if you wanted. Yeah, no, I think we're going to do definitely Elijah. A better play on FanDuel. If he
it's Gallup. Gallup is our dude here.
Oh, no, let's go with. Oh, no, can't do that.
It's Gallup or Jacoby. Jacoby's the bring back.
Imagine playing Jacoby Myers on FanDuel.com.
Is there a difference in scoring?
I do got to check the settings. What if we all do a different
one-off?
Yeah, don't do me, bro.
Okay, I'm going Gallup.
And if someone wins $1 million, they have to share it with everybody.
All right, Davis just took dibs on Gallup. Tuttle, who do you want?
I'm going more.
Jacoby.
Okay.
Going Elijah.
You guys left me with the fucking dregs. I suggested this fun activity, and then you guys left me.
If you want to, you can change defense, do a 2v2.
The other thing you can do is for a 2v2, if Kamara plays and you do care about legal situations, then you could play Kamara over Dalvin Cook.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That gives you the Kamara AJ Brown team, which is.
If you guys don't mind, I'm going to make it's kind of a personal decision for me, and I think I'm going to make it off air.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Well, listen to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Listen to our Swolecast. Our Swolecast spaces after this. Peter will reveal who he's drafting in this slot. Okay. That will do it for the show. We had the terrible take. Closing thoughts. Davis, we'll start with you.
Don't be scared of the Dallas double stack. It's not ever going to be as owned as you think. And Pitts and Patterson are very low owned bringbacks. Like those guys will both be sub 10%.
Okay. Tuttle.
Josh Allen bounce back week. 40 points.
Haven't you heard that all you have to do is put two safeties up high and there's nothing that offenses can do? They're just stupefied.
Yeah, I know. I saw some tape on that too, so I'm pretty studied in that area.
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah, no, I will I'll double stamp that take. Don't be afraid of Stefon Diggs in this economy. Fancy Robbie Anderson is actually valuable and we can do it.
Oh, wow, big news by the way. Caris LeVert is listed out for tonight.
Oh. Nice.
What position?
All right. Duarte season.
Okay, so I think that will do it. Also, appreciate everyone with their kind thoughts talking about, Kitchen. Congrats, and you look so
congrats
professional.
Congrats to DB. Round of applause to Dan Bach.
For Dan, yeah.
Yeah, Dan Bach.
Also, this shirt is not denim. It's chambray.
Yeah, I figured. My bad.
Yeah, so.
As we wrap up here, there was kind of a lot of kind of rumors about the future of the Swolecast now that there has been a change in leadership. Is there anything you can kind of share with people out there who might be concerned?
Are Cal and Cam going to take it off platform? Was that kind of part of the deal that they owned, the IP to the Swolecast?
No, it's if anything, the Swolecast is going to be bigger and better. And if people don't fill out their work logs or if they fudge their work logs, then, people clamoring for Sammy to be a full-time guest of the show, it just might happen.
People forget it takes a good 9 years for a YouTube show to get off the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow burn.
It's a slow burn. All right, and actually, we'll ask Sammy if he can be available for December 2nd, because I'll be at a conference in New Jersey.
I also need to ask Tuttle on an update. How are we looking for a Blackout Wednesday before Thanksgiving show, Tuttle?
Oh yeah, we'll figure the details out there.
All right.
Truly
blessed. live show Super Bowl Sunday from Nashville. Can you guys confirm?
No, I think I might be going.
That would be fun to do. Yes.
Wait, really, Kitchen? Is that is this an offer? Is it? We got a better collective party again?
Oh yeah. Say you're down, Peter.
Commit. I am down right now. I need Davis. We need Davis there.
I might be going to the Super Bowl, so I cannot
commit. Might be, but if you don't legit go to the Super Bowl, will you come to Nashville?
We'll invite Laird.
Not going to commit. If Laird's there, much higher chance.
Davis, would you be available if we tackled Radio Row during the Super Bowl week?
Yeah, that's what I would be going for.
No, I'm talking about the Swolecast.
Swolecast on Radio Row would be absolutely
Radio Row.
Yeah. Imagine
the guests that we would pull in.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey. Swolecast.
We just are building showdown lineups for like 8 hours a day on Radio Row.
We're bringing in every guy who's priced at 200 on the slate. Like, do you think you might get a trick play, bro? Like Penny Hart, you think you're gonna run the Philly special?
All right. Well, that will do it. Appreciate everyone giving us a like and subscribe. Leave us a comment and make it nice, or make it just really, really mean. Though either one of those works. And engagements are engagements. That's also part of the YouTube algorithm. So with that, we'll say see you later. We'll see you week 9 here on rotogrinders.com.